Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Again, each installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. And if you missed our last show episode with Josanne Marie on the journey to beautiful, you definitely want to take the time to visit the archives and on demand because it was truly rich and empowering. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, at which time we will accept your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely encourage and love and appreciate. So we ask you, our global listening audience, don't be shy, don't be scared to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Send someone a quick fax and email, better yet, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, I don't know, do whatever you need to do. Bottom line, to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast and the richness of what will be shared around today's subject. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads sitting, in front of your laptop or your desktop, utilizing the notes on your smartphone, you need to grab whatever you need to grab, because today, on Motivational Mondays, our installment is focused on our Shape Up series. And guess what? Our global listening audience, it's time to shape up and win. It's time for us to level up. And, 2 weeks ago, the week before we had Josanne Marie on our broadcast, we were taking a look into the world of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. And for those of you who do not know, Coach Adams is a John Maxwell certified team member, and I'm so excited to be a part of the John Maxwell team and continuing to grow on my journey so that I can have more at my fingertips to support you on this journey to win personally and professionally. And so in our last installment of our Shape Up series, we began to look at the first law based on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and we spoke about this law of intentionality. So often individuals have the perception that growth is going to just simply happen. And, I often share from my point of view prior to getting introduced to the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth that we must have this intentionality. And the bottom line is that growth does not just happen. Mental, spiritual, emotional, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, it doesn't just happen. There has to be an intentionality. Unlike a baby in the womb, the baby in the womb does grow naturally. You don't have to tell that baby in the womb that its hands and fingers need to start expanding and the legs need to start stretching and all of those various things that happen from gestation to birth and as it continues to grow in life in general. That case, natural growth simply happens. You don't have to tell it to do what it's designed to do. But this law of intentionality states that growth doesn't just happen as it relates to who we are as individuals. We have to have a specific plan. Growth is not natural as it relates to our intellect, as it relates to our spiritual path, as it relates to business, personal, professional. It doesn't just happen. But many of us are under the guidelines of, the growth is just going to happen. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to have this intentionality. And that is what we're talking about today, is we're going to kind of touch back on the law of intentionality, which is law number one, and we're going to progress into law number two. So we spoke about growth gaps, the assumption gap, the knowledge gap, the timing gap. We also spoke about the mistake gap. In addition, the perfection gap, the inspiration gap, the comparison gap, the expectation gap. So there are all of these various gaps that would prevent us from this intentionality of growing. And it's easier to go through these processes and these various areas and say, this is why I'm not growing. it's the perfectionist in me. She can't get it together. Oh, you know, natural growth is going to automatically happen. You know, the timing is not right for my growth. So we get into all of these whys and excuses of why I'm not growing. When the bottom line is that we are not being intentional. We don't have a plan to grow. And that is what's lacking. We must write the vision and make it plain, meaning we have to have a plan, be intentional about our growth, understanding what is this gap and how do I progress through this gap. And so I want to start out with this question around intentionality as we go into our next law today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we're shaping up to win and we're talking about the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and we're touching on the first and second law today as we fast track and get into the meat and the nuts and bolts of law number two. Law number one is this law of intentionality. And I want you to step back, take a few notes, ask yourself this question. Ask the big questions. Where do you want to go in life? Where do you want to go? Because we're talking about the necessity of having a plan and being intentional, but we must first understand where do we want to go. We also have to look at what direction do we want to go in? What direction do we want to go in? What's the farthest you can imagine that you desire to grow, to go? How long will it take you? These are things that we must answer and be intentional about, which supports us in establishing a plan and building this law of intentionality. Having a plan is key in our progression of growth. We must do what we desire to do now. Not really. Do it now. No, seriously. What are you waiting for? Is the question that I present to you today to process, to ask yourself the question. Because whenever we come together here on Motivational Monday, my desire is that you are more equipped to continue that progression on your journey of purpose, whatever that may look like for you, that you are more equipped to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. As I've stated before, and sometimes I know I can sound like a broken record with certain thoughts and principles, but it's because I'm efforting to drill the point home. Our life was not designed for us to simply exist. And so it is important to recognize that when you're in that state, and I often step back and I'm constantly locating where am I on my journey, and that is going to set us up for where we're going in this next law that we'll be touching on today. But we must recognize what is holding us. One, law number one, I must be intentional on my journey. I must have this law of intentionality, this mindset of intentionality, being intentional and deliberate on my journey if I desire to grow. Now, if you don't desire to grow, which we all should desire to grow, but maybe you don't desire to grow, and that's okay. No judgment. If that's where you are, that is where you are. If you like where you are and you're pleased with the results that you're getting, that's okay. You have every right to be wherever you want to be. But if you are feeling frustrated, if you are feeling like you're not satisfied, if you're feeling like there is more in life and you're struggling with how do I achieve greater results, then you want to step back and look at, am I being intentional? Is there an intentionality? Do I have a plan? I see this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow, but I don't know how to close that gap. I don't see that gap closing. Well, maybe the gap is not closing because there is a lack of intentionality. There's a lack of planning the steps to progress you forward. Many of us, and I've been guilty in various seasons of my life, we get on that little hamster wheel, and we're like that little hamster. We're just moving on that wheel, but yet we're not progressing anywhere. And the key is we have to get off that wheel. We have to break the insanity. Because if we're doing the same things over and over again and we're expecting different results, that is insanity. We have to break that. We have to stir things up. We have to create change. And so this law of intentionality, as a part of the invaluable laws of growth, we must have a plan. So we have to look at what are the gaps that I have, but we also have to look at and face those areas that are preventing us from growing because they are areas of fear. What are those fear factors? The fear of failure, the fear of trading your security for the unknown. I know for me, when I launched out into my assignment full time, which has been, and time flies so quickly, I believe 14 or so years now without a full-time salary, that was, I was trading quote-unquote security for this realm of this unknown to pursue my purpose. But I knew because I truly have an adventurer at my core, have an adventurous heart, and I was growing on my faith journey, I knew that I had to just go for it. It was the time and the season to just go for it. I knew I was going to do some things right. I was going to do some things wrong, and I'm still in process. But I knew that I had to take some risk. I had to be okay with being stretched out of my comfort zone. I recognized that. And so that's what the journey was about. But many of us, we have this fear of failure. We have this fear of being overextended on our resources, so we won't step out. We have this fear of what others may think, and people are always going to have their thoughts. You know, I remember the first year on my journey, many well-meaning people said, you need to get a job up in here. You need to get a job. You know, you have skills. What are you doing? What are you thinking? It didn't make sense to them. The bottom line is there's times when our journey will not make sense. We can't be concerned with what other people think. You have to do your life's purpose. Our journey is very individualized, and whatever you see, no one can minimize what you see. And that is the greatest, one of the greatest lessons that I've learned is that my journey is my journey. And so you can't be concerned. You can't have this fear about what will other people think because I'm taking these risks and la 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 la. It doesn't matter. Are you being intentional on your journey so that you are in that position to work your vision? Are you in position that you're more aligned for achieving your goals and ultimately living out your dreams? Life was not designed that we would go through life, oh, I wish I would have, I would have, could have, should have, and have all of these regrets. You know, it's interesting. I posted a quote last week from Cameron Diaz, and in essence, she was saying the only regret are the risks that we don't take. So she takes every opportunity. And I thought, wow, that is very profound. Because oftentimes what we regret is the fact that we didn't take a risk. We didn't try something. We didn't, you know, go for the opportunity. We didn't try to start the business. We didn't go back to school, we didn't do whatever it is, that's when we have the regret. Yes, we're going to make mistakes, but we cannot allow that to prevent us from progressing forward. The fear of pushing others away. If you're taking risk and you're fighting to work your vision and achieve your goals and live your dreams, and people fall by the wayside, they're no longer on your team, guess what? They shouldn't be on your team in the first place. Get them out of your circle of trust. If they're not able to see your vision and support where you're going, the only limits that we have that I've really grown to realize are the limits that we place on ourselves. So we have to ask ourselves, which emotions are stronger, the desire to change and grow or fear? Do I desire to change and grow more than fear? Fear is natural, but what we have to learn to do is to redefine fear. We have to make a shift in our perception of fear and how we utilize fear. Use the energy to propel you forward. Don't allow fear to paralyze you. And many of us don't take risk because of fear, and so we're allowing fear to get the upper hand. And you, I'm sure, have heard the statement, fear has been defined as false evidence appearing real. It's false. But we won't know that until we get on the other side. And many of us won't allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone because it's comfortable in this zone of the of what's comfortable versus being in this zone of the unknown. But when we are in our comfort zone, we often sit back with regret, wondering, what if I would have? Wow, I should have. Wow, I could have, but. And so we reside in that zone of regret of woulda, coulda, shoulda. Step out. Take a risk. Don't be afraid to try new things. One of the things that, you know, I truly enjoy is experiencing new things. Now, I may not do it again, but I'll at least try it. I remember this was in, I believe it was in the late 80s, early 90s. I went bungee jumping off of the side of the Queen Mary. Bungee jumping was so popular then, and I was in real estate at the time. So this was probably the early 90s. I was in real estate at the time, and my boss at the time, a bunch of us, we went and everybody was doing it and I tried it, but I'm okay. I never bungee jump again, but I can at least say, hey, I tried it. Okay, so I didn't like it. Wasn't my thing, but I'm not sitting back, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Oh, I wish I would have. Aww. What if I would, you know, I mean, and there's things that I've tried, like parasailing. I had to get beyond the fear, knowing that I'm not a swimmer. I can swim in safe water, but I almost drowned several times as a little girl. So I have this blockage, and I had to get beyond the fear. Why? Because I wanted to experience the moment. And when I tell you, parasailing was one of, to date, has been one of the most beautiful and euphoric things I have ever experienced. Will I do it again? Absolutely. Looking forward to the next opportunity. Did it on Catalina Island many years ago. So we won't know until we try it. Sometimes we'll like it. Sometimes we'll do well. Sometimes we won't. But we have to make the decision, which emotion is stronger, the desire to change and to grow or fear? And it's a choice, and we have to be intentional and deliberate about which zone will I reside in. And there are many things that we can look at: accidental growth versus intentional growth. The plan to start tomorrow is accidental. The intentionality of is insisting on starting now is intentional. Waits for growth to just come versus taking responsibility to grow. Learns only from mistakes. Learns because of mistakes. And that's a difference. That's because you are willing to step out and take a risk, not just accepting whatever happens. Depending on good luck, relying on hard work. So we can go on and on associating with accidental growth versus intentional growth. And intentional growth, that says that we are a full participant on our journey. And so as we go into the second law, as we're discussing invaluable laws of growth today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth by John Maxwell, based on his book, we are now looking at the law of awareness. And I want you to take this opportunity to really evaluate and locate, where are you on your journey? Take the time to locate, where are you in this process of growing? You know, today and this weekend, I had some time and I was really reflecting, Coach Adams, where are you on your journey? This awareness. Because so often, as we've talked about in the past, we put our heads in the sand and we don't look at where are we. And I know for me, my sincere desire is that I would continue to grow, that I'm constantly growing and evolving, that I don't allow myself to get stagnant and stuck. And, you know, reflecting this weekend, I realize there's certain areas, the reality is, I'm stuck. I'm stagnant. But we have to be aware of where we are so that we can now be intentional on our journey, because we have to know where we are. We must know ourselves to grow to the next level. You know, Shakespeare says it best, and I often quote this because I just think it's so real and relevant. To thine own self be true. So we have to be true with where we are, and that is what this law of awareness is all about. I must first be intentional and recognize that growth is not accidental. It doesn't just happen. There has to be an intentionality. I have to be deliberate about growing. But I have to be aware of, where am I in this process? Am I stuck in fear? And because I'm stuck in fear, I'm just kind of going through the motions? Am I thinking that growth is going to just happen? Am I afraid to take risks? Where am I? So we have to, law number two specifically states that we have to be aware of where we are, but most importantly, and this is so huge and key, we have to be aware of who we are. Who are you? And many of us get stuck because we don't know who we are. We're trying to be a carbon copy of someone else, but we're not willing to do the self-discovery to determine who am I? What is it that I really want? I remember when I first started embracing the speaker in me, and there's a quirky side to my personality, and some people love it, some people hate it, but it's who I am. And so I was struggling with that quirkiness, but I realized that's who I am. That's a part of me. I have to embrace that. Just as I was sharing the adventurous side, that's a part of me. I have to embrace that. We all have different layers to our personality. Embrace those various layers. To grow yourself, you must know, I must know, we must know our strength. Know what you're strong at. You must also know your weaknesses. And we don't want to look at our weaknesses. But a part of the greatest wisdom that I've learned from my mentors is that we are only as strong as our weakest link. So many of us will stop right there. Ah, strength. I can stay there. But this is a part of knowing who we are. And there are areas that those weaknesses are opportunities for growth, that we can grow in those areas to become stronger. You should know, what are your interests? What do you enjoy doing? I love movie escaping. I have that adventurous side that we spoke about. You know, when I think about some of the adventures that I've taken, and I can't let that die because those are parts of who I am. You know, at any moment, I'm going to say, hey, let me jump out of a plane. I want to go skydiving. I want to do this. I want to do that. But you have to be true to you. But if you don't know who you are, to grow, you must know who you are. You must know your strengths. You must know your weaknesses. You must know your interests. Your opportunities. Remember we said weaknesses are opportunities to grow. What are the opportunities that you have? Know where you are and know where you want to be, where you want to grow. You know, oftentimes I'll evaluate, am I on the right path? Because I know clearly where I want to be. And for many, our lives may not be where we thought that they may be at a particular stage, but this is what I absolutely love. Don't beat yourself. You're still in process. The journey is a continuum. Life is a journey. And so if you don't like where you are, you have the opportunity to now be more intentional. Intentionality, law number one, to continue your process to grow. But you must know where you are. You have to be clear and allow yourself to locate you. And be the best you that you can be. So often, many of us, we're struggling with being, as I stated earlier, a carbon copy of someone else. And guess what? We're being a bad copy of someone else. So why be a bad copy of someone else? You were not designed in the way that they were. Stop having people to try to put you into a mold that you were not designed to be. It doesn't mean that we can't grow and embrace new experiences and things and sharpen the skills. I mean, I love The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. One of the 7 habits is sharpen the saw. So we should continuously be sharpening our skills and growing. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Don't have others to try to press you into a mold that's not you, meaning that you're not being your authentic self. You're trying to be a copy of someone else, or you're trying to live up to someone else's expectations instead of to thine own self being true. So know where you are. This is important for us to grow and where you desire to be. There are three kinds of people finding direction, trying to find their way on their journey. People who don't know what they would like, they are confused. Are you confused? Do you not know what you want to do? A thought to consider as we're talking about the law of awareness based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth by John C. Maxwell, and we're looking at who are you? Who are we? Three kinds of people finding direction. People who don't know what they would like to do, they're confused. People who know what they want, but don't do it. And when we don't do it, guess what happens? We're frustrated. Why? Because there is a barrier to our goals. Or do you fall in the category of people who know what they want and do it? If you're in this category, guess what? Your life is fulfilled. You may not get it right every time, but guess what? Life is more fulfilling. You're not just existing. So do you want to be the person that is confused? You don't know what you want? Are you that person that you know, but you're not doing, so now you're frustrated? Got a big barrier to your goal when we understand what frustration is. You have this block because you know what to do, what you want, but you're not doing it. Unlike the person before finding direction, they are confused. They don't even know what they would like to do. And if you don't know what you would like to do, you need to take the time to search it out. Be still. Go on a journey of discovery. Start to seek it out and so that you can now get clear. Don't be the person, woulda, coulda, shoulda, I should have, I know what to do, but I'm not. And now you're frustrated. Be that individual, the person who knows what they want and they are doing it. And that's one of the things that I was really reflecting this weekend, because I know what I want, and I don't want to be the person that's residing in a place of frustration because I know, but then yet I'm not doing. I want to continue to grow on my journey and be fulfilled because I know what I want, and I'm taking the necessary steps. I'm being intentional. I'm taking the necessary steps so that I can live my best life. We've talked about so much in this moment. The key is law number two, this awareness. Robert Schuller has a statement that I love. If you knew you could not fail, what would you do? If you knew you could not fail, what would you do? Becoming aware of your passions and your purpose is so key. Because if you knew that you could not fail, what is it that you would do? And if you're not doing it, why? What's holding you back? So we must tap into, find our passion and our purpose. If you don't already know, you have to start a journey of discovery. And this journey of discovery is really about, do you like what you're doing? If you don't, you got to step back. And you have to start evaluating, and you have to be okay and willing to change and determine what risk do you need to take now to live your best life. Where do you need to make a shift? Because if a person sets out to run a mile, And 3/4 of the mile ahead there is a cliff. Should that person try to finish running the mile just because he started out to do so? I'm asking the question because you have to evaluate. Do you like what you are doing? This key of finding your passions and your purpose. You know, Coach Adams often talks about your passions, the strong, compelling emotion which fuels your purpose. I am one that is a strong believer that each and every one of us, we were placed on the planet purpose. I often reference, you may have a water bottle. That water bottle itself serves a purpose. The cap serves a purpose. The water inside the bottle serves a purpose. Everything in life serves a purpose. But many of us, we're moving and navigating through life without purpose. We have not tapped into what we're passionate about. We're doing things every day that we don't like to do. Now, please don't misunderstand Coach Adams. There are times when we will have to do things that we may not necessarily like that connect with our purpose. For example, all Coach Adams wants to do is speak, period, that's it. Put me on a stage in front of people, I am the happiest woman because that is what I was placed on the planet to do. But there are things that I have to do working up to that moment on the stage that I may not necessarily like doing, but it's a part of the process of my journey of purpose. And so in my stepping that out, it's different than someone who is going on a job every day and they hate it, and there's no purpose, there's no meaning, there's no passion to it. I hope you understand the distinction between the two, and that is something that we have to crystallize and have this awareness around, becoming aware of our passions and our purpose, changing the direction, taking a risk, saying, you know what, it's not working. Many of us get into dead-end relationships. We stay too long. We know it's not working, but and we've lost the passion. There is no purpose in it, and yet we stay. We do the same thing on the job, and yet we stay, knowing it's time to move on. And I'm not saying if you're married, I am not giving you the license because that's a different covenant, but I'm saying if you're just in a dating relationship, hanging out with someone, that's a different thing than being in a marriage, a covenant. Notice I didn't say marriage because I don't want anybody to say, well, Coach Adams told me to cut you off because I've lost my path. Nope, that's a different thing. But I'm saying many of us, we do different things that we're not passionate about, we have no purpose about. And so we have to be okay with changing the course of direction. You know, many of us volunteer and we're not passionate about it. We don't like it. We don't see the purpose. And we murmur and we complain. Again, we go to dead-end jobs. We're murmuring and complaining. We're in relationships. We're murmuring and we're complaining. We don't have to have the awareness of recognizing that, wow, I may need to change direction now. And the question that I present to you here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, if you don't change direction, then what? Which risk would you rather live with? Changing the direction to get on a better course, a course that's aligned for purpose, or staying on the course that you're on and you don't change? Which would you rather risk? You know, on my journey, whenever I've approached change, it has been good. Not always easy. Not always easy. Who moved my cheese? Not always easy dealing with change. Change is not always easy. Oftentimes, it's uncomfortable because it stretches us out of our comfort zone. But on the other side, I remember the first time I went parasailing. It was different for me because, again, as I shared earlier on, I wanted to take that risk, but I had to deal with the fact that I don't know how to swim. And yet I'm hovering over water, and what if something goes wrong over the ocean? But I had to allow myself. I couldn't be afraid of. I took the risk so that I can experience something different. And it was beneficial. And so what I want us to understand is that life is about taking risk. Life is about this cycle of change. You can't just stay where you are. We should continuously be evolving and growing. We should be aware of where we are, and we have to continue to progress through this journey, and finding your passions and your purpose is so key. I realized, oh my gosh, I love parasailing. As I said earlier, can't wait for the next opportunity to do it. It was such a beautiful, euphoric experience, one of the best that I've had so far. So what is it that you need to do differently? And are you willing to take the risk to change for different experiences and to find your greater alignment of purpose, to unearth, to discover your passions? What would you like to do? Check your heart. Do a heart check. What would you like to do? Burnout is not doing too much of something. Burnout is doing any amount of the wrong thing. Many of us are living lives burned out. And we're not burned out from purpose. We're burned out because we are living life without purpose. We are living life that is lacking passion. And so we're just fizzling out. Don't let that be your story. Don't just exist. As you've often heard me say, life is not designed for us to just exist. We should be living life that is vibrant, life that is full of passion and purpose, life that is abundant, not just in things and resources and what have you, but it's fulfilled because we're fueling our passions, because our life has purpose. I want to take a moment to pause. I know I've given you a lot of richness in this subject of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. Oh my gosh, it is so rich, and it's so great to really bring this to you today. As I mentioned 2 weeks ago, we did in our Shape Up series, we exposed you to number one, which is intentionality, and now we're looking at the awareness. But I want to hear from you, our global listening audience, and this is the time in our broadcast when we open up our lines for you to share in the discussion. So we want you to know that the lines are open for discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. Would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what's being shared today? What's your greatest takeaway? Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in the law of awareness, finding your passion and your purpose. We've established this key, and we have to do a heart check because our burnout in life is not doing much of something. We burn out because of doing the wrong thing. We're not burning out because we're doing too much of something. Like, I don't even see myself burning out from motivating, from, you know, being who I was created to be. Any opportunity that I get, I am motivating people and coaching people. I never burn out from that. I may burn out from running too hard and, you know, whatever, but not from the assignment. And that's what I hope you're getting when we're saying do a heart check, because burnout is not doing too much of something, but burnout is doing any amount of the wrong thing. When I start to feel burned out, when I start to lose my vigor and fire, I know it's because I'm doing too much of the wrong thing, and it's zapping me. It's pulling energy. It's pulling passion and fire from me, and it gets me in a place of weariness. So I hope you can see what I'm efforting to convey and share with you around this particular principle. Finding your passion and purpose. Can you do what you want to do? Most of us have a dream, and we must have a dream and be specific about that dream. We must tap into our unique talents and gifts. We must identify what drives us. We must be clear on our values and priorities. And we must have the right motive. And many of us lack in all of these areas, or some of these areas, or one of these areas. And this will cause us to burn out because we're not fueling our passions, and life lacks that intentionality of purpose. But we have to be aware of where we are, and that again is the law that we're talking about around the 15 invaluable laws of growth. We're talking about this law of awareness and becoming aware of our passions and our purpose. And if you're listening in, I really want to encourage you, at whatever level, wherever you are, know that you can fuel your passions at any stage. You know, I remember when I was still in property management full time, I was able to fuel my passion as a coach and as a speaker and as a trainer with my team, my staff at the time. I was able to pour into them and coach them and train them. So know that even if you're in the corporate setting right now, figure out how can you at some level fuel your passions. You're going to feel better about you when you're being true to you. When we're not being true to us, that's when we don't feel so good about who we are, because we're in that place of frustration that we spoke about earlier, because there's a barrier to our goal. And so at whatever level it is, start to fuel your passions. Start to step out and do what you believe you were created to do, what you feel you desire to do that aligns with your vision and achieving your goals and living out your dreams. Don't allow fear to hold you back. Be intentional on your journey. Be aware with yourself, with where you are, and start to put in place those steps that are needful for you to get on the other side. As we stated, growth doesn't just happen. So I could say I want change and I want different results, but if there's no intentionality, it's not going to happen. And so we have to be intentional. And we have to be aware. as we continue, and we still have just a few more moments, if you have a question or a comment, would love to hear from you. Simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. This is a safe. Are you getting anything from what's being shared today? What's your takeaway? As we look at this law of awareness, how do you do what you want to do? How do you do it? We have to have, one, the awareness. We're talking about that. We have to execute, and we have to take action on what we desire. In order for me to close that gap from where I am to where I desire to grow, I have to be intentional and take deliberate steps that move me in the direction of my vision. That is what working our vision is, taking steps to make it happen so that I can achieve my goals and live out my dreams. So we have to have this awareness, how to do what you want to do. One, be aware, take the necessary action steps. We have to allow ourselves to be accountable, have accountability, have someone that's saying, hey, how's the book coming along? Hey, how's the business looking? You know, I was speaking with a client and they are finishing up a book. And I said, okay, well, when is the book going to be available? They said, oh, soon. I said, hey, you know what? A lady is not pregnant. A woman is not pregnant if there is no due date. So you have to have a due date. I said, the baby may come sooner or later, but there is a projected target. And the person was like, okay, I can see that. You got a point there, Coach Adams. And so that accountability is key. You know, what is the target? People don't want to put a date out there because they don't want to be held accountable to that date. If you're purchasing the home, when are you purchasing the home? When are you starting the business? When are you writing the book? When are you doing whatever it is? You have to have a date. There has to be a target, and be willing to be held accountable. And then we have to be in position. And when we're in position, guess what? The law of attraction will happen. I love the law of attraction. We've talked about that in previous episodes of Motivational Mondays. And so I want you to know, as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays and the law of awareness based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth, by John C. Maxwell, and becoming aware of our passions and our purpose, we learned that intentionality is key and this law of awareness. And now, guess what? We have to be, and I love my B's, you know how I love my B's, be committed, be consistent, be creative, be purposeful, be reflective, and be grateful. Those are the B's that I want to leave you with today. We will be looking more at where do we go with the next laws and what does that all look like. But I want you to find a coach or a mentor. This is an action step for you. I want you to find a coach or a mentor. Of course, Coach Adams is available to support you on your journey, but having this accountability, having someone to ask you the questions and to align with you on your journey is so key. We have to have partnerships. And so I want to encourage you that if you're not already in a coaching partnership, you don't already have a mentor, to find one. We want to continue this conversation with you, and a way in which we can do that is through our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open group. Anyone can join. You simply ask to be a part of the group if you're not already a part of the group. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. be mindful that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. And we start right here every Monday faithfully with Motivational Mondays as we're shaping up to win, working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. Twice a year with our Win Shop, which gives you that opportunity for 4 hours of power in a live setting to shape up and win, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and so much more. So if you need to get in touch, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. You can send an email to admin@CoachAdams.com, admin@CoachAdams.com, or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in. And next week, due to the holiday, Memorial Day holiday, we will not be broadcasting live, but we will reconnect in June. And we have a host of great guests to bring to you.